From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Oh, very good morning, Mike.
Seeing the dairy numbers?
Yeah, look, Mike, yesterday was good news Tuesday. Today is good news Wednesday.
How so about it? Which one did you like the most? The whole milk powder, 5%?
Just personally, the whole milk powder does it for me, Mike. Yeah. So we've got to keep this good news rolling, though, to the end of the week, haven't we? So today, particularly strong global dairy trade auction. So what have we got, Mike? Let's just back up the truck a little bit here. We've got rising house prices. I suppose some might argue whether or not that's good news. Retail sales, they've bounced back, much stronger than expected. GDP, probably not as bad as we thought. Unemployment didn't rise as high as we thought it would. Business outlook, that's improving. And now, to complement that, and that's just some top of my head thoughts, we've got the Global Dairy Trade Index. It's up from last night's online auction, the index up 4.3%. So the overall index level is now at 1,012. So it's back to where it was in early 2020. So that's pretty positive. Yeah, on the categories. So what do we got? Let's just look at skim milk powder and whole milk powder. Skim milk powder's up 3.6%. So your average price there, $2,889 per metric tonne, so that's back to early 2020 prices as well. Whole milk powder up 5%, which is obviously the real winner because it's such a big contributor. $3,182 the average price per metric tonne. It fell in September to $2,884, so a good bounce back from there. It hasn't recovered quite to the early 2020 levels yet, and we also had a little peak up in early July. It's not back there. Key issue though here, Mike, and something we've got to keep an eye on is the currency. Now, overnight we've had the currency through the 70-50 level against the US dollar. It's at 70-58 around now. So the trade-weighted index also a heck of a lot stronger at 74.6. So the benefit of these higher prices will be very much dependent on what's happened around Fonterra's hedging policy with regards to the currency. But that's an issue for all exporters. I mean, remember at the recent monetary policy statement, the forecast for the currency, which the Reserve Bank had, was at a TWI level at 71.5, where it's 74.5, so it's quite a bit higher. And given our sort of economic position and given what we talked about earlier, there's a danger of it going higher. But loving the global dairy trade outcome. The thing is, Mike, just on that, we haven't seen the details yet, but it would appear that Chinese demand is still there.
Yep.
So that's a good thing.
Exactly. And we're still getting on with them, thank God.
Yep.
FLP Monday, what a fascinating time this is given the housing market and the price of money.
Yeah, absolutely. So this is back to the nuts and bolts of monetary policy. So the economy's looking good. We've said that, but here we go. We've got more stimulus on the way. So the fire's going to get stoked a little bit more, maybe. The Reserve Bank released details yesterday of the funding for lending program. And while it does all get a bit technical, it does have the potential if, and that's the big unknown, if it is taken up by the banks. And if it does, then it has the potential to be, a game changer for the whole of the next 3 years. So it launches Monday, it offers three-year funding. The banks are able to borrow up to 6% of their current lending to businesses and households at the official cash rate. So this is a floating rate loan. Right now, the financial markets are pricing the official cash rate to be between 0.25 and 0.15 right through to the end of 2022. So they're not pricing negative rates anymore, but it's still very, very low. Available in two tranches, you can borrow 4%, and then dependent on your loan growth, on the bank's loan growth, and get another 2. Has to be secured with eligible securities. They have access from Monday. So what that effectively means is from Monday, they've got a very large pool of floating rate funding that should reduce, potentially, the bank's cost of funds. So it could mean a lower floating mortgage rate. And we'll just have to wait and see whether that pans out. Fixed rates, though, Mike, they're more dependent on what's happening in the wholesale markets. And fixed rates have actually been going up in the wholesale markets. So there's a little bit of divergence going on there. But, it's all good.
Fascinating times. What are the numbers?
Well, the Dow Jones was flirting with the 30,000 level earlier on. It's just slumped back down a little bit. So it's now at 29,887. All good news on vaccines, more good news on vaccines overnight. 29,886, up 247. The S&P 500, 3668, up 47. That's about 1.3%. The NASDAQ, 12,364. That's also up about 1.3%. The FTSE 100 overnight, almost 2% higher, 1.9% higher, up 119.6384. The Nikkei 26787, up 353. Geez, just good news everywhere. The Shanghai Composite 3451, up 60. Also up 1.7%. The ASX 200 gained 1% yesterday, up 70.6588. We bucked the trend yesterday, not sure why. Down 39 points in the NZX 50, 12,729 on the currencies. Kiwi dollar, strong as an ox, 0.7057 against the US, 0.9592 against the Aussie, 0.5861 euro, 0.5267 pounds, 73.66 yen. Gold has had a bit of a resurgence back up to $1,810.95. Brent crude, $47.48.
Yeah, have a good day, mate. Andrew Kelleher, jmiwealth.co.nz.